Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is safe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Glory to God. We just thank God for tonight, thanking God for each and every one of you that are joining us on this awesome, awesome, thankful Thursday. And how many of you are just grateful for just being here at this moment, at this time? Because unlike so many others didn't make it, but we are here. So we have so much to be grateful for. And so we can say that our God is awesome. He's our healer. He's our provider. Hallelujah. He is awesome, awesome, awesome. He's the doctor. He's the lawyer in the courtroom, the doctor, the surgeon. Glory to God. He's your friend. He's your father. When you're in need, he's just your protector, hallelujah, your teacher. God is so awesome, and he's so, so worthy of the praise. So tonight we just want to thank God and give God the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise. Just want to thank him for all that he's doing. God, I thank you right now for each and every person that's on this line. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, done, and going to do in our lives. God, I just thank you that tonight is going to be an awesome night in you, God. I thank you because the word is going to be just coming straight from you and what is needed for tonight and for a time like this, God. I thank you right now that you have brought us on this line. I thank you, God, because we made it through another week. Hallelujah. So if you were on here last Thursday and you're here again tonight, then that's another week that God has brought you through. He woke you up. And God, you are just awesome, 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 God. So right now I'm going to open the floor up for anyone who may have a testimony, a praise report, a prayer request. Any of those, if you press 1 on your phone, I will be able to recognize you and open your line up. So if you have a testimony, a praise report, or a prayer request, press 1 and we will, I can open your line up. Okay. Well, I'm going to give my testimony. Last Wednesday, and I didn't say anything about it on the blog on last Thursday, but on last Wednesday I was in another car accident in which I was standing still in traffic. It was raining, and I was on the phone with my son, and my body jerked, and I told him I think I just got hit. And sure enough, I was in a four car collision. My car being the first car, and so once again he did it again. He spared my life. I have soreness, but I'm here. And God said, you know what? I still got something for you to do. So once again, he spared my life. I don't know if you all know, I don't know how many of you may know, but in February I was in a terrible car accident in which the ones that saw the car said they don't know how I made it, but I do know how I made it. It was nothing but God. And once again, he did it again last Wednesday. So I just thank God that I'm here and I'm able to be on this line tonight. And I'm thanking God that he spared my life once again. If he's just keeps doing great things for me, and I just thank God, you know, and I have to ask for forgiveness each and every time that I don't give him my all, because he deserves my all, because he's done it over and over and over again for me. So if you have a testimony, If you hear on tonight, you have a testimony because he woke you up. I know there's a testimony from a special person that I just spoke to, and I should just open her line up a minute. But anyway, I thank God for each and every one of you. If you do have a testimony, a praise report, or a prayer request, press 1, and I'll recognize you. If not, I'm going to go into the word from Jesus calling, and then, okay, 2035, your line is open.
Hi, just want to thank God for this day. Just want to thank God for all that he's doing right now, all he's getting ready to do, and just thank him for blessing us in the midst of the storm. I want to thank him for opening my womb and healing my body and delivering me from all past sins and just everything, just being an awesome God that he is. I want to thank him for my husband, our family and friends that are supportive of us and that's just loving and caring and just everybody that he's placed in our lives and even the people that he's removed from our lives. So I just want to thank him, and that's it.
Amen, sweetie. Amen. That's my new daughter-in-law from my son from another mother. Praise God for her. And Mr. Winters, that's Mrs. Winters. Praise God for you all. Thank God for you, sweetie. And thank you for being on here tonight. Anyone else have a testimony, praise report, or a prayer request? Press 1, and I can recognize you. Okay, so I'm going to go into our Jesus calling tonight. And the word for tonight is, walk with me. Walk with me in the freedom of forgiveness. The path we follow together is sometimes steep and slippery. If you carry a burden of guilt on your back, you are more likely to stumble and fall. At your request, I will remove the heavy load from you and bury it at the foot of the cross. When I unburden you, you are undeniably free. Stand up straight and tall in my presence so that no one can place more burdens on your back. Look into my face and feel the warmth of my love light shining upon you. It is this unconditional love that frees you from both fears and sins. Spend time basking in the light of my presence. As you come to know me more and more intimately, you grow increasingly free. The first scripture is coming from Psalm 16 and 19. Praise be the Lord. To God, our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. In the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Praise God for that word. We just thank God. We thank God that God is going to send a great word through his son tonight. And we thank God for Pastor Flint staying up with us, because where he is 3:00 in the morning. So we just thank God that he's in Kenya right now. And we just thank God for him. And we continue to pray for his safety. We continue to pray for his health. We continue to pray for his strength. And I just thank God that he's doing mighty, mighty, mighty great things with him, through him, and for him. And we just ask God to continue to keep him encouraged, give him the desires of his heart. We just thank God right now because he's faithful. So, God, I thank you right now for blessing him in a mighty way. I thank you right now that you're keeping him up and alert to bring and deliver this word that you have for your people tonight. So, if Pastor Flint, if you're ready, I'm going to turn the floor over to you. Your line is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Them love you can hear me. We just thank God tonight. Thank God for the testimonies and praise reports and one thing that we want to talk about is time. T-I-M-E. But the Lord gave me time, but he said, for you guys, and myself included, I just thank God for even Jesus calling that event did, they said about the burdens and burdens no more, and nobody else will be able to add burdens on to you because of the peace of God. And that's what God said tonight. It's a time to receive his peace, the shalom peace. God, which makes complete and whole, tonight is your night to receive the peace of God that passes all your understanding. How many of you ready to receive the peace of God that passes all your understanding, that peace when they say you should have lost your mind, or that peace where you blow your brains, or that peace that comes when you're like, man, I don't know how she survived it, but God, the but God peace. To just pause for a moment and look at time. And he shared that acronym, and the acronym he gave me just now as we're sitting. He said, because he gave me that acronym, then he just said, okay, this is what it is, George. This is my exodus. I'm saying goodbye. This is my exodus. I'm saying goodbye to migraines. Whoever have migraines, I'm saying goodbye to back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, rotator cuffs. I'm saying goodbye to knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, sciatica, sciatic nerve pain. I'm saying goodbye to headaches. I got an aunt that just went home from COVID, an uncle that's in rehab. I'm saying goodbye to these pains. I'm saying goodbye to heartache, heartbreak, heartache. I'm saying goodbye to diabetes, high blood pressure. I'm saying goodbye to cancer, to HIV. I'm just saying this is your exit. This is when you fill in the blanks. These ain't all mine. When you fill in the blanks, I'm saying goodbye. This is your exodus tonight. We in Exodus, the 11th chapter. I'm in the New Living Translation, I'm sorry. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will strike Pharaoh and the land of Egypt with one more blow. After that, Pharaoh will let you leave this country. In fact, he'll be so eager to get rid of you that he will force you all to leave. See, God had been telling them, let me go back. Let's go to like, what was the reason why he told them to let them go first in the beginning when Moses had that first conversation? Let my people go so they can do what? Worship him. This is what God said tonight. I want you to be free to worship me. I want you to be free to praise me. I want you to be free to just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. I don't even think it's fair to have Evangelist Flint when she does the devotions to ask somebody, the present one, to give a testimony or to give a praise report. That's not even fair of her because God woke you up this morning. Fresh blood running warm through your veins, the activity of your limbs. You know, some of your parents and your children that's not giving you problems. You may have children that give you problems, but So the news today, I've seen over five, just in the news break to come out, over five different teenagers that are going to jail for murder. Ages range from 15 to 17, 18. Them children are going to jail for murder for the rest of their lives. Just imagine how the mom is feeling right now. The dads, you know, you that's not your fate. Your child not going to jail for murder for the rest of their lives. But this is what's happening in the world today. This is what's going on. So guess what? That's a simple testimony. Woke up early with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up early with my mind stayed on the Lord. But this is your time to praise him and worship him. He said, God said, let my people go so they can go and worship. He heard the cries enough, and that's what God said. I hear your cries, children. I hear your cries. And now, the peace. He said, the thief come, but the kill, steal, and destroy. What do we want to steal? Your joy. He want to steal your happiness. He want to steal your health. He want to steal your mind. He want to steal your virtue. He want to steal your destiny. He want to steal your chances. But he said, I come that you would have life and life to the full. I come that you have life and life to the full. Abundant living. I come to take you to a place called that. I'm taking you to a place where you will worship freely, where you will serve me freely. Where every yoke will be destroyed and every burden will be lifted. He talked to me saying, where they will worship me, where they can praise and worship me. How many when the last time you had a praise party where you just let go and let God and begin to just praise him and worship him? So we worship you, Lord. We worship your holy name. And I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise his name. I'm going to praise his name. I'm going to praise his name. It's your time to praise him. This is your time. This is your platform. Not for them just to hear me speak or hear someone else teach. No, this is a collective effort. So what I'm going to do before I finish, I'm going to ask everybody's going to open up the mics for whoever's on here. One person, two, five, whatever. And we're going to make some noise. I'm talking about they Paul and Silas at this same, at the midnight hour, they begin to pray. They defied science. Change book. That earthquake came and you know the story, you Bible readers, you Bible scholars. But God moved. And I'm telling you tonight, this is not for God to move. So I'm asking you, Benson, to open up the mics and let's give God some praise. And I'm going to coach you in it. You're just going to talk to him. Father, we just thank you right now, God.
We thank you, Father.
We just praise you right now, God.
Give you the glory, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you
just Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
hot and cold, clean running water, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the roof over our head, for the clothes on our back, for the shoes on our feet, for the food on our table, God. Things that, God, we take for granted, God, that we're like, oh, this is just going to happen. No, you made it happen. And for this, we give you praise, God. For this, we give you praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, God. We come to give you praise tonight. We come to honor you tonight. And we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, God. We thank you for deliverance, God. You delivered us and said, this is my exodus. You right there under the sound of my voice. I just say, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. And then tell yourself, this is my exodus. And if this is your exodus, and they exited even to the point where Pharaoh chased them down and God showed himself mighty. God, arise, O Lord, and begin to demonstrate your power on behalf of your children tonight. Arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power. Show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself powerful. Show yourself as the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, the omniscient one, the almighty one, the all-breasted one, God. I'm talking about, God, show yourself as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Lion of Judah. Show yourself mighty on behalf of your children tonight. So we remove all doubt. This is the night to remove all doubt. This is not to remove all unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief. This is not to remove all unbelief. This is the time, hallelujah, God. Well, what is ailing you? What is failing you? Say goodbye. Tell the goodbye. Tonight, poverty, goodbye. Health issues, goodbye. Heart issues, goodbye. Tonight, you just don't understand. That's it. You just don't understand. Pity parties. Tonight is saying goodbye to my pity party. And thank you, Lord, for Romans 8:28 to say all things, not some things, not a few things, not one or two things, but all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And this is who you are tonight. This is who I am tonight. So all things. Thank you, Lord, for a place called there, where your peace is inhabited. Where he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. But I want to take you to a special place, and that's that place called there. So this is my exodus. He said, I want to take you to a place where they'll worship me. And see, in that place called there, you begin to worship him. You begin to seek his face, really, where it may be found. He said, seek me first. You begin to seek him first. You be like, God, I'm seeking you. God, you're being sought out by me today. You're being sought out by me this evening. You're being sought out by me this midnight hour. You're being sought out by me tomorrow, God, and the next day, and the next day. I seek you, God. I seek you first, God, and your righteousness, God, and the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God first. I seek your kingdom, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. I thank you. You begin to say, this is my day. And you'll wake up and you'll begin to tell yourself, this is the day that the Lord has made, and he made it just for me. You begin to go and put on the full armor, begin to go and study Psalm 91 and my spirit day. For the next 7 days, everyone on the side of my voice, you need to read Psalm 91 3 times. I want you to take your anointed oil and put over your doorpost. For the next 7 days. Put over your doorpost. If you want to put over windowsills, do what you want to do with it. That front doorpost, I need a cross with that anointing oil. You take you some oil and pray over it and tell God to bless it. And you watch God begin to move. Watch God begin to move. Watch God begin to open up things that have been closed too long and close things that have been open too long. Watch God begin to show up and show out on your behalf where you can say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? You got people that's suffering from asthmatic conditions and bronchitis conditions, upper respiratory conditions. You got people that's suffering from sickle cell and leukemia and lupus and all these different things. But God said enough. Yeah, I put the plagues down. The lice, the frogs, turn the water to blood. And, I mean, because he wouldn't listen. And now I got you to a place where you are ready to listen. And my children, I know there's been oppression. And I know there's been opposition. And I know there's been hard times and difficult times. And I know there's been trauma. And I know there's been heartache and heartache and heartbreak. But God said, now, listen, this is the time of comfort. This is the time where I show you who I am in your life. This is the time where there's peace, even if they're in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of destruction, in the midst of it all. My peace I leave with you, not like the world leave peace. Not as the world give peace, but the peace I give you is the one that makes complete and whole. The peace I give you is the one that passes all understanding. The peace I give you is the one that will carry you through. John said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. So you can say, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. So guess what? The world can't even take it away because they didn't give it to you. Head on the Spirit saying, a place called that. Now, the Psalm 91, and we put the blood of Jesus around our door. We do a set of tone now to begin to praise and worship Him. It's your time. That's your set aside. And the next 7 days is you and God. That's you praising and you worshiping. If you need to do a semi-fast, 12 hours on, 12 hours off, whatever you choose to do, that'll keep you disciplined enough to just know that I need to praise God. Know I need to get into my word, but know for a fact I need to spend some time just worshiping Him. Not ask for anything, because He already knows your needs. He already knows your desire. He knows who you are. He put you in a place. But just to say, God, I thank you. Just to brag on Him, just to boast on Him, just to, you know, just to quote Him a little bit, you know, just like, God, man, how you doing tonight? God, I praise you and I worship you. Oh, I magnify your name. You're so awesome. You're so magnificent. You're so wonderful. There is none like you. There is none like you now or will ever be, God. False witnesses rise up. The fake Antichrist rise up. But God, yet you still reign supreme. And for this, I give you praise. Father, I thank you for sparing us, God, from heartache and heartbreak, God, and health issues, God. And even when this ankle of mine, God, this right ankle swelled a little bit, God. I don't know, they're just me wearing socks or whatever. But God, you are in control. I have no worries, no doubts, God. Even moving from country to country here in Africa, God, you are in control, God. And I begin to praise you in advance for doing what only you can do. How you do it. And we begin to just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, God, and sanctifying us and filling us with your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our loved ones over there, God, that don't know you as our Lord and personal Savior, God, that they will begin to get to know you, God, and desire to know you, God. And desire better, God, what you present, Father. And those, God, that are around us, God, that don't know you, that knows you, God, but don't know you as well, God. I pray, God, that they'll get to know you better, God. And those of us that do know you, God, in the high place, God, take us to another place in you, God, that we'll understand how the preparation process takes place here. We know that you're preparing us, God. You're preparing us, God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for considering us enough to be prepared for what's yet to come. And God, we give you honor, God. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, God. Holy Spirit, I apologize, but I know you take over, but you take over. You take over me. And we're of a mind. Ever mind for good God, glory, honor, and praise. Okay, let's go back to Exodus 11. Well, I'm going to go to the fourth chapter first and come back to 11. Fourth chapter, but Moses protested again, whether they won't believe me or listen to me. Whether, said the Lord, never appeared to you. And the Lord asked him, what is that in your hand? A shepherd's staff. Moses replied, throw it down on the ground. The Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, reach out and grab it, his tail. So Moses reached out and grabbed his tail, and it turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. See, this is how God will separate you from people. And that's his way of being separating you. And then you know that I've called you for something right now. Right. Greater than yourself. I called you for something greater than yourself, to something greater. This is the out. This is the out now. Where I'm calling you to something greater than you, bigger than you, larger than you, to perform something that's greater than you and larger than you, that's bigger than you. There's so many people around you that's dying. They're dying for so many different reasons, and their faith. A lot of them is hell. They're hellbound. It's about to bring us that's hellbound. And we got the answer. You look at things, man. You look at the Muslims. You look at the Buddhists. You look at the Catholics. You look at the Jehovah's Witnesses. You look at the Mormons. They are aggressive spreading what they feel is the truth. But here you got the way, the truth, and the life. And you sit down on it. Well, the time has come when you can no longer sit down anymore. I don't care if you have your burning bush experience. I don't care if you, whatever it's going to take. I'm talking to me. I ain't talking to nobody else but me. Whatever it's going to take to spark that fire under you to say, go, here I am. Lord, send me. Here I am. Lord, send me. Here I am. Lord, send me. But this is your exodus. This is your exodus from all fear, all doubt, all unbelief. And the end of the delay is what I hear the Lord saying. The end of the delay is now. You know, your blessings have been delayed. They've been held up. You know, we look at Ephesians 1 and 3, we say all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God said today is when your harvest and your seed have a divine appointment. It's time for your seed and your harvest to have a divine appointment. And it comes with that weeping tears. Shall sow. It's time for you to sow where you've been reaping. It's time for you to sow where you've been reaping. That's what God said, that the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's time now to call the supernatural into the natural. But how do I do it? I got to say, it's my time. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. Everything that has been sent against me to fail, everything that's been sent against me to fail, everything that's been sent against me to bring me to destruction, to another end, this is my exodus. I break free. I give all the yokes. I give the burdens. I give everything that's not like you, God. I turn it back over to you, God, for you to crush it, put it on your feet, do whatever you have to do. But it's not my worry anymore. It's not my burden anymore. It's not my problem anymore. This is my exit. I'm saying goodbye to everything that's not like you. And that's where you are tonight. I don't mean to get beside myself. Let me go back to Exodus. Moses and Pharaoh, this is what the Lord says. We're in the fourth verse. He said, at midnight tonight, I will pass through the heart of Egypt. All the firstborn sons will die in every family in Egypt. From the oldest son of Pharaoh, who sits on his throne, to the oldest son of his lowly servant, girl who grinds the flour. Even the firstborn of all the livestock would die. Then a loud wail will rise throughout, will rise throughout the land of Egypt, a wail like no one has heard before or will ever hear again. But among the Israelites, among my chosen people, that's what God telling you, it will be so peaceful, and not even a dog will bark. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction. That's what I'm saying. He's drawing a line in the sand tonight on your behalf. So this is on my behalf. He drawn a line in the sand tonight on my behalf. Man, y'all can't even, man, listen, this, I'm so excited about it. I'm so happy about what God is doing. Someone said, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He said, then you would know that the Lord makes a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites. All the officials of Egypt will run to me and fall to the ground before me. Please leave. It will be hairy and take all your followers with you. Only then will I go. Then burning with anger, Moses left Pharaoh. Now, the Lord told Moses earlier, Pharaoh will not listen to you, but then I will do even more mighty miracles in the land of Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed these miracles in Pharaoh's presence, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he wouldn't let the Israelites leave the country. See, the God is, even Satan and his imps, you know, on assignment, you know, we give them too much credit because we're all going to look at you, but they have to have permission. You look at Job and all that he had went through. But when God started letting them have that conversation with God and God began to reveal and gave him double for his trouble, the boils left his body. You know, the health was restored. He even had more children. He had more count, you know, more livestock. Everything that he lost, he got it back double. But what happened, though? As a season he had to go through, not even knowing that God was allowing him to be tested and tempted. So we say, well, I was saying, but he got to go get permission. He listen, tell him thank you. When you feel like you're being crushed and on the other side, tell him thank you. Just like you're telling God thank you, tell Satan thank you. Thank you for doing a good job. Thank you for being an obedient servant just like we are to God. Thank you for doing what he told you to do, whatever he allowed you to do. Thank you. You as employees are like everybody else. You know that you still belong to him. Even though you're a deity that has fallen and betrayed and thought you was bigger than you were, you still have to answer to him. And we say, what you doing? I'm walking to and fro, seeing how I can devour. Have you considered my servant Job? Simple. Have you considered my servant Maria or Rosa? You know, before I get off, she's going to give her testimony, but we're going to pull through these things. We're going to pull through these things every single day. Next 7 days, I need you praying. I need you praying. If you can pray, and you got a prayer language, praying your prayer language, I need you praying at least an hour. Praying for your neighborhoods. Praying for your city and the state. Praying, God, for those that are close to you, your loved ones that don't know the Lord, their loved ones that know the Lord but need to know him better, praying to God and praising God and just move from prayer to praise to worship and begin to lay it all out there, even what's going on in your body. You know, we got people with issues with the brains and issues with, you know, ears and eyes and throat and thyroids and, you know, all these different things, man, and nerve damage and But you, tonight, I want you to make a declaration to yourself. I declare and I decree that this is the last time. This is my exodus. This is my goodbye. To everything that has held me back, this is my goodbye. Hallelujah. To low self-esteem, this is my goodbye. To poverty, this is my goodbye. To fear and this is my goodbye. To being scared of all things that's not God-like. This is my goodbye to heart trouble and it's my goodbye to chest pains and this is my goodbye to high blood pressure and diabetes and this is my goodbye to blood clots, pulmonary embolisms. This is my goodbye to COVID-19 and everything that goes, every trace with it, the pneumonia, and this is my goodbye to having family members on ventilators. This is the end. Those that need to lose some weight, it ain't just your physical weight, there's some spiritual weight they got to fall off. This is my goodbye to this spiritual stuff I've been carrying on my back all this time. And then I say, Lord, I say thank you. I dare you to tell them thank you right now. I double dug it to tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, God, I thank you. God, I say, good. This is the end to contracts on the table, not finishing. You know, this is the end of the curse of almost death, the stagnation. You get to a point where all you got to do is this signature or that signature, and you cross the line, but it's always something in the way. This is it. This is the time that in the way is out the way. Hey, off with his head, off with his head, you foul, evil, wicked spirit, you spirit of delay, or you spirit of holding things up. We bring to your assignment void and null tonight, and you know very well this is your last night to be in the torment and torture any of God's children that's on this line. This is our exodus. This is our goodbye to your foolishness. And we thank you in advance for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And so it is. Evangelist Flynn. Your hands.
Yes. Praise God, praise God. Pastor Flynn, if you don't mind, go over this thing one more time on what you want us to do for the week, starting with Psalms 91, please.
For the next 7 days, I want everyone to read Psalm 91. Psalm 91.
So it's
Ephesians 6 and 10 through 12. Put on the full armor every morning. Get that anointing oil. Pray over it. Put it over your doorpost for these next 7 days. And like I said, if you need to fast for 12 hours on, 12 hours off to keep you disciplined, do that. But be led by the Spirit of God. Don't starve yourself. Because when you do that, you open yourself up to spirits. And it's the unclean spirit, or it's going to be the clean spirit. It's going to be the Holy Spirit, or it's going to be a demonic spirit. So you got to make sure that you're covered and shielded and protected. And in that word, feeding you, you know, being fed spiritually, feed your spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit to lead you. But those three things are the anointing oil on the doorpost, Psalm 91, and put on the full armor of God. And ain't no other thing that you can do. Get in the Psalms, the 23rd, the 27th, you know, 73, 119, whatever one God have you in, and just begin to meditate. Meditate, he said, meditate, told Joshua, meditate on this word day and night, and it'll bring you good success. Begin to meditate on it. Begin to meditate on them. Begin to call your family members out that need to be saved and sanctified in the midst of these 7 days and say, this is my exodus. And the things that you're going through, speak it out. I mean, I got business deals I'm out here dealing with, and there's hindrances in every way. You know, there's delays, and there's things that we have to deal with. But God knows. He knows all. So the steps of the good man have been ordered by the Lord. You know, we can move too soon, or we can move not fast enough, but God's in his time. T-I-M-E. But in his time tonight, this is my exodus. I don't know about you, but I know what about me. I tell my government friends one last time.
Amen, amen, amen. So we have instructions, and we know that it's God. So we're doing Psalms 91. We're anointed. We're getting blessed all, praying over it, anointing our doorpost, and putting on the full armor. And that shouldn't be just for 7 days. That should become a lifestyle. But we thank God for that word tonight. It's awesome. This is my exodus. And I have some things that definitely need to be my exodus. So I am thankful for that word. I'm thanking God. And as before we end, we just want to pray for Pastor Flint. So I'm going to have Apostle Arnold, if you would, just pray over your son, Mama.
Yes, I'm here, baby.
Okay, would you pray? We just want to want God to infuse his son, your son, back with the strength, because I know it's late in the, it's 4 o'clock in the morning over there, so I know he's tired, but I just want God to bless him in a mighty way. So if you would pray, please, for him.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this son that you gave to me, oh God. Oh, Lord. When they said, if I didn't let them take him, we could both die. But God, I stayed on you, and you put him in place where he needed to be. I'm asking you to give him that covering and more right now, Father, from the crown of his head to the very soul of his feet. God, give him a deeper discerning where he's still can see and know and will fall into no trap like that. For the enemy has speak to you through the power and the authority that God has placed within me. And I command you to take your 50 hands, your 50 presents from anywhere that my son goes. God, I ask you to cover his dream tonight. Cover his dream sleep, oh God. Hallelujah. And let him rest peacefully. Oh, God, your anointing is what destroys the yokes and every yoke that would try to attach himself to our son, Lord. I command it to be cut away. You will not be allowed to do anything. Only what God is sending to him. And you cannot penetrate that. So I speak peace in every part of your body. My son, I speak peace. I ask him to give you even more knowledge, even more understanding, and even more wisdom. Let it just pour out of you. And God, whatever rest he's missed, I ask you to give it back to him fourfold, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And he will not only awaken with them bigger, oh God, but let that peace continue to stay with him in him. And hallelujah, every part of the anointed armor of God and the light of Jesus, I ask that you apply it to him right now in Jesus' name. And our daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you being on here tonight. Before I close out, if anyone has a testimony, praise report, want to add to the word, take away from, then you can press 1. I'll recognize you. If not, we're going to close out with the benediction. 7430, your line is open.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. I just want to say thank God for all that he's done and all that he's ever done and all that he's doing. That he is good all the time. And I just have a praise report right now. I want to thank God and just tell y'all the good news God gave me, and he just gave me the good news that I'm about to be a father. So I'm thankful to say that I have a child on the way. I'm going to keep praying.
Amen. Praying for a happy baby
and continue my prayers and intercessions for my family, my friends, and everyone else, and continue to put on the whole armor of God, keep fighting, keep believing. And man, I'm just thankful. I know he's this is all part of his plan, his will. I'm just thankful that he deems me worthy enough to have a child, deems me ready to have a child, one of a child that I will give to him. This is his child, and I'm just thankful. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for everyone on this line. I pray for you, and I'm thankful for you all. Just want to say hallelujah and thank you, God, for everything. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well. So Pastor Flint and I are getting ready to be grandparents because that's one of our sons right there. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah for that blessed baby that's going to come into this world. So we just give glory and honor to God. We thank God for Tuesday that God is going to bless her in a mighty way, and she's going to be able to carry that baby to full term, and she's going to just be blessed. And I know they're already praying over that baby, and I already know that they're going to be awesome parents because they're awesome individuals. So we just thank God for you two. We thank God for your union. I thank God for your story and how obedient you guys were. And I just, I'm just excited right now. So I thank God, thank God, thank God. If anyone else has a praise report or a testimony, press 1. I'll recognize you. All right, Pastor Flint, do you have any last words? I know we need to let him go to sleep, but if you have any last words.
Congratulations to my son, Mr. Willis, and listen, this is your exodus. Say goodbye to it. I'm saying goodbye to a lot of things, but I just thank God for it. You got the iniquity of the parents, your own iniquity, you got sins, we got curses, word curses, generational curses. To wicked people putting curses, speaking curses on your lives, and that you won't be this, you won't be that, and your money going to be sucked up, all these different things, man, that are being done and being said. Tonight is the night that's being broken. Every yoke, every burden, every yoke destroyed, every burden lifted. And you'll end up, if you go to Matthew and you say, hey, man, tell me about this place. At the place called that, we tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added. That place called death. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. I love you. And nothing you can do about it. It's 4 o'clock over here.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and put the benediction for you while you're at it. Pastor Flint. All right. We just thank God for each and every one of you. So with that being said, we're going to end this tonight. We thank God for you all taking the time to come and to be with us on this Thursday. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us. So we appreciate and we just ask that you join us again on next Thursday. It's going to get better and better, better and better. And God is good, and we thank God that we have instructions on things to do for this week. So next week we're going to be ready for this Holy Ghost party. We're going to thank God, and we're going to praise him, and we're going to worship him, and we're going to just have a great time in him. We're looking forward to hearing great testimonies and awesome and amazing praise reports. I just thank God for what he's already done. He's already done so much. So much. So expect great things. Take the limits off of him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have high expectations. Speak over yourself. Speak the blessings of God over yourself. Get into your word and know what his promises are so you can speak those things to yourself and speak to others. And let's not just hold this word to ourselves. Share God's goodness. And God, you might be the only God, only thing, when someone sees, and that might be the only God that they get. So share his goodness and let someone else know of his goodness. And we just thank God for all these things. So I ask God to bless each and every one of you tonight, your loved ones, your family members, your coming and your going, asking God right now that he'll do great things for you. We asking God right now for great health. We thanking God right now for longevity, healthy longevity in our lives. We thank God that we're going to start pulling down these blessings from heaven. We're going to thank God. We're going to start speaking things over our lives. Hallelujah, because power, we know that there is power in your tongue. So we thank God. We thank God for great success. We thank God for good health. We thank God for the victory. We thank God right now for the prosperity. We thank God, hallelujah, for our loved ones being saved, delivered, and set free. We thank God for COVID leaving this nation, this earth, this world. We thank God right now that senseless crimes will stop. Hallelujah. We just thank God. We thank God. And we can go on and on and on and on and on and on. But we just thank God. We're going to praise him. We're going to worship him. We're going to have just keep God on our tongue. Hallelujah. We're going to get in these quiet places, and we're going to just start worshiping. Glory to God. So with that being said, we just love you. We praise God for you. There's absolutely nothing that you can do about how much we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next Thursday, and invite somebody on the line. Invite somebody to come on and hear of his goodness. Amen, amen. We love you, we love you, we love you. Have a blessed night, a blessed week. Until next Thursday, good night.